Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start in Israel. From the New York Times, Israel's election is too close to call, but still a setback for Benjamin Netanyahu. Exit polls showed that neither Prime Minister Netanyahu nor his chief rival, Benny Gantz, had enough support to form a government. If the projections hold true, Mr. Gantz, former army chief, would be given the first shot at putting together a governing coalition.
Well, first of all, you are correct. The exit polls stink in Israel. We know that. They don't work. There have been years in which people go to sleep thinking somebody's won and they haven't. In fact, I believe the first Netanyahu election was one of those. You have an extreme right-wing group. They are in the corner of Netanyahu. You have the more moderate, dare I say, American Jewish sensitivity to this, which is civil liberties and the religious party shouldn't be running everything, and that's Gantz. And then you have Lieberman, third party, and then you have the Arab citizens who have an ability to make a big difference here and being used by Netanyahu to put fear into the Israeli population. So it may well be that some kind of a unity coalition could be formed. It's unclear to me that that's going to happen. This is a big gamble on Netanyahu's part, because if he loses this election, there's little doubt that he will be prosecuted on corruption charges, and he knows that. So he's fighting with everything that he's got to stay in office so that that corruption business goes away, or at least is held in abeyance. He put a big risk by ordering this other election. It didn't work. We're back where we started. Maybe 1% more came out and voted in this election. We don't know who they were.
The latest from the AP this morning, hearing with Trump loyalists ends after 6 hours. We're talking about Corey Lewandowski. The House Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing against President Donald Trump concluded on a combative note after that 6 hours of testimony. From CNN this morning, in an analysis, they say, Alan, Democrats whiff again as Lewandowski makes a mockery of oversight.
Yes, I think that that is true. We are heading towards a fascist state. We have three branches of government. They are supposed to be not only competitive, but looking at each other. The idea that Congress would be told, you don't have any authority, you can't make me testify, is really a very serious issue, because what we have always known as a tripartite government, as certainly Congress overseeing the presidency, is gone. You can only imagine, if it had been a Democrat who was sitting there and a Republican House of Representatives, there would be chaos. Instead, we are somehow at a point where nobody knows what can happen, but it doesn't appear that the Democrats in the House have the kind of moxie or ability they need to get to the bottom of all of this. And that's very, very sad, because we will have a constitutional crisis. The White House will say no, the Democrats in the House will say yes, and nothing will happen.
And all while this politics goes on, it happens on the planet of Earth, which is under its own crisis with climate change as a result of burning of fossil fuels. And now we see a major headline from the Washington Post, President Trump's officials to revoke California's power to set auto emission standards.
Again, California has gotten out in front of the federal government. It has made all kinds of standards, and they say that's for California. But of course, if you make cars for California, one of the largest states, if not the largest state, how can you just say, okay, we'll make some cars for California and the rest? The Trump people know it. In their haste to bring down the climate, to hasten climate change, they are saying we're going to have national standards, and that will mean that California can't do the great work that it's doing in this area.
Let's go from car emissions to car license plates. Well, it's happened. Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York has scrapped the plan to charge New Yorkers for the new license plates, Alan.
He had no choice. I said it before these microphones, as you will remember, David. I knew he was going to have to do that, because this became so symbolic of those people who think that no opportunity will be missed to charge New Yorkers for something else. And it just caught on. There was no way out of it for him except to do what he's doing. You got to say, forget about it, because otherwise you're really caught. It will just go on and on. If there's one thing I know about Andrew Cuomo, is that he's pragmatic.
What's interesting is there's a Siena poll that found New Yorkers strongly oppose having to pay for these new license plates. And you've often talked about governing by polls, but the senior advisor to Cuomo, Rich Azzapardi, your former student, went after Siena, saying, why would they spend time polling outdated information?
Well, sure. Look, it's embarrassing, but he'll be out of it. And at least he'll be out of it. He won't have to worry about it anymore. Otherwise, it's a millstone around his neck, and it will just continue and continue and continue. And as far as governing by polls is concerned, David, yes, this governor governs by polls. One of the things that polls are very helpful with is saying, uh-oh, there's danger here. Cut away. And that's exactly what he's doing. Look, these polls are extraordinarily helpful for politicians. If they weren't, David, they wouldn't be polling themselves, which they are all the time.
Hearing from a lot of folks in our listening area about the death of Cokie Roberts. Of course, journalist and commentator, died at the age of 75, a pioneering award-winning newswoman. She was a fixture on ABC News, but for our listeners, of course, National Public Radio was her home.
I liked her. I certainly did. And she was an extraordinary woman with a tremendous background. You know, her father had been a major congressional figure, died in an airplane crash, wrote a column with her husband, Stephen, and always looked forward to seeing it when it was playing in a local paper somewhere. She's going to be missed. You know, Monday Mornings with Cokie or whenever she was on was extraordinary and a beautiful soul.
Speaking of, our Alan Shartok with us. Thanks as always.
And thank you, David. Always great to hear you. And I always wonder, how does he do it? He's out of bed by 2 a.m. That's unbelievable.
That little coffee bean.
That'll do it.